From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Zimbabwe's ruling ZANU-PF party will meet on Sunday to dismiss President Robert Mugabe and reinstate the vice president he dismissed, Emmerson Mnangagwa. Maya Bush has more about the meeting.
Reuters News reports that a party central committee meeting scheduled for 10:30 a.m. local time would also dismiss Mugabe's preferred successor, his wife Grace, from her role as head of the ZANU-PF Women's League.
Mugabe's 37-year rule has been effectively at an end since the army seized control Wednesday, confining him to his residence, saying it wanted to target the criminals around him. Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri is in Paris for talks with the French president on the crisis sparked by his resignation. Hariri was dispelling accusations by Lebanon's president that he was being held in Saudi Arabia against his will. Pascal Davies explains why he went to France.
His resignation and prolonged stay in Riyadh has caused fears for Lebanon's stability. The visit to France, Lebanon's former colonial ruler, is seen as part of a possible way out of the crisis.
Lebanon's president Michel Aoun has refused to accept Hariri's resignation unless he does so in Lebanon. After days of searching for its missing submarine with 44 crew members aboard, Argentina's Navy received distress signals late Saturday. Authorities were unable to connect with the signals and are trying to locate their origin. There had been no contact with the ARA San Juan since early Wednesday, prompting Buenos Aires to launch an air and sea search with the help of countries including Brazil, Britain, and the United States. This is VOA News.